kinds of excitement.
Well, Jaren's not talking today, we should be okay.
That's true.
Oh, I did just for you too. I thought of you and I grabbed it right before I came over.
So I guess 11 o'clock, I'll call to order the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting for Thursday, September the 14th. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? If so, I'll entertain any motions related to.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. No public hearings, no old business, jump straight into new business. Seymour Main Street, you're up. First on the agenda today.
Ghouls and Goblets Sip and Stroll is in a month. It is Friday the 13th. So we are requesting similar to last year, but we have a couple changes. So with that event, we do request a couple picnic tables by Schweitzer's, and that just allows anyone enjoying a beer only, not dining in, to not crowd his dining room area. So I think last year they just put two picnic tables right at the edge of the alley outside of his establishment. And then just putting a trash toter with it so we're not trashing the alley. We do have storytellers again this year. I do have one change that I just found out, but Steinker Flats and Burkhart, if the weather's nice, we like the storytellers to activate those green spaces. We did change the Mellencamp Park, so we're not going to have a storyteller at that parklet, but the other two. And then we have two brewing trucks coming. So Seymour Brewing, which is local, we'd like to have them parked at the Seymour Museum, which is technically not, I guess, public space, because we're wanting them to utilize that side parking that faces 3rd Street. But since it is city property, want to make sure that's included. Bloomington Brewing, we'd like to put them at the Chestnut Lot, which is right beside Integrity Mortgage and, is it Edward Jones? Yeah, Andrea Hall, Edward Jones, so that they can utilize their pour spouts on their trailer. And the other one is Lola's Food Truck. We did update that as well. We're going to put them at Mellencamp facing the parklet so then people can grab a bite, use those little tables and chairs, and not be impeding the flow of traffic. So they would pull up in those parallel parking spots, and we could just cone those off for them.
One second. On 2nd Street or on Indianapolis Avenue?
Oh, sorry, I said 1 second.
No, on 2nd. I'm sorry, I was thinking it out in my head.
So the parallel spots that are by where the kiosk is.
Okay.
On Indy.
Gotcha. Now I'm following you.
Yeah. So really the only closure would be being able to close off that little parking lot right there by Edward Jones. We really wouldn't even need the whole thing closed off, but enough for that truck to get in and maybe blocking half of it so cars aren't pulling into anyone in line. But if people wanted to park closer to, what is that? All I can think of is the backside agreements. But the back half of the lot, we could still leave that open and it shouldn't interfere.
Okay.
I don't have any questions. I mean, it sounds fine to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Okay, I'll make a motion to allow the Ghouls and Goblins Sip and Stroll to operate during that time and date.
Thank you.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bree.
Thanks, Bree. Arby's Foundation Car Show. Anybody here to speak on that one? Okay. B&O parking lot would be October the 14th from noon to 3 p.m. This is for the Arby's Foundation. This will be year number two for it. It's going to use the city parking lot, which is the B&O lot, sidewalk, streets, barricades, all back in that area. They're going to have an Arby's food booth to go with the show. I did stop by this one last year. It was a pretty good event. They would like to block the lot at 8 a.m.
No problems last year?
Not that I remember.
I'll make a motion to allow Arby's Foundation to operate on the 14th.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Are they blocking that with DPW help, Mayor?
Yes. They'll need some barricades and stuff. Okay, next up, Adam Ward is working on updating the front of the FC Tucker building in the 200 block of South Chestnut Street. His request is some no parking signs in front of FC Tucker for Sunday only, two Sundays in a row, this coming Sunday and the Sunday to follow. 9/17 and 9/24. They're actually going to take some of that faux front off, and I don't know if they're doing painting or exactly what they're doing after they get it off there, but he was hoping to have a little space to be able to get the truck in there and also protect cars that might be parked in the area. There are a few upstairs tenants along that area. I've already messaged one of them to see what they're, and she said she would talk to some of the others when she ran into them, so.
And that's just on Sunday, right?
It's
just
Sunday only.
Two Sundays.
Two Sundays, yeah. Not during the week.
Gotcha.
Trying to make sure they're totally being good neighbors.
Totally different situation if it's during the week. So I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Same here.
Okay. Motion and a second.
I'll make the motion and
I'll second that.
Yep. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Schweitzer's, just in time. You want to talk or you want me to?
It is the same setup that we're looking to use as the previous years. The only change is where we would be selling beer outside under the tent. Excise asked that we put our dispenser on a separate table behind the servers. So from the grand scheme of things, it's the same setup.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Dixon, you'll have a blue zillion barricades down there, right?
Yes, we will.
So sliding one over there is not a big deal.
Will there be a lane to there, or are you taking up the whole?
There will still be a lane for emergency access, so fire truck, ambulance will still be able to get past the tent. We'll only go as wide as, I believe the tent just goes to the edge of the parking lot.
Okay.
Fine if we drop off the picnic tables. Last year we dropped them off earlier before we started getting
totally fine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anytime, and just give me a heads up and then I can make sure that that spot's clear if you need to place it.
Okay.
One spot versus another.
Do we still have the Pepsi truck that parks there too? Like in that area?
Have a what?
The Pepsi truck. Is it still parked on Indianapolis?
I think it's farther north. Ice is on the opposite side of the street, but I think it's...
I mean, it would be...
That moved around a little bit last year.
Okay.
And I've got some pictures I can pull up and roll with if you want.
You're on the board. I mean, it's not that big, but making sure that we still have them.
Yeah, this shouldn't affect any of that. And obviously, as soon as you guys drop off, I'll be looking to get the tables in and out of the way.
Any questions from the board?
Nope.
I'm here.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve Schwarzer's project.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Solomon.
Yep, see you guys.
Seymour Area Cruisers Trunk or Treat. CJ, you talking about this one or am I?
You are.
Okay. CJ Foster will be here, is what it says. No, the Trunk or Treat, the Seymour Area Cruisers likes to use the farmer's market lot on 10/28 from 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And I think it says CJ will be there because he brings the FOP to this one as well and does candy. Do have the certificate of insurance. This is, I don't know, year number 3, 4, 5, whatever it is on this one. So everything appears to be in order for this one.
I'll make a motion to allow the trunk or treat on the date and time.
And I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, that was done. Parks and Rec.
How many years has it been, CJ? How many years has it been? He was guessing. He gave himself a window.
I gave myself a window because I know it's been there since I started. It was out at Tractor Supply for a little bit.
They've done it 4 years, I think.
Okay.
2 years out there and 2 years here.
2 years now here. So this will be the third year here. So
that one's done, yep.
Because that one year we did, it was COVID year, and they were lined up all the way to the library. And it was, if I remember, it was that nasty weather, and it was like me and you and your wife. So, anyway, sorry, Parks and Rec, it looks like you're next on the agenda.
Yeah, the Jackson County Chamber is looking for permission to use Crossroads Park December 2nd, 6 to 8:30, same as last year, December 2nd. And Park Board has already approved it.
No questions for me.
Park Board's, I'll run through a couple things I see. Park Board has already approved it at their meeting. Looks like there's no alcohol, no tents, no admission charge, so, yeah.
I'll make a motion to allow Crossroads Park reservation.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. One of these days we're going to have to vote no on something just to mess with Stacy. Let's see. Parks and Rec. Mobile food license renewal. Mark Shockey from Valonia would like to renew his smoked barbecue and fried foods canned pop mobile food vendor. Application fee appears to be paid, certificate of liability, photocopy of the inspection. Everything appears to be in order. Mel, anything we need to know on this one? Jane, any complaints? Okay. Questions?
I'd like to sample it. I mean, don't have anything here to sample, but other than that.
It is pretty good.
I'll make a motion to renew the license for Shockey's Meat.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations, Shockey's, on being renewed. Next on the list is city engineer Bernie Hausberger, and he's not. Oh, there he is. You're hiding in the corner on me, Bernie. I was getting ready to offer other engineering firms a chance to talk.
Look, I love it. It takes to get up here.
Stacy was on the spot, though. Did you see how she was under
her head? I don't have anything real critical here. I just thought I'd give you some quick updates. We're looking at CCMG for 2023, really doing all their paving in April. The transfer station, we're trying to get that coordinated with IDAM. And now we have to do some work on the with an FAA form for the airport. And then that should be coming to some type of bid plans in the near future, hopefully. Then just thought I'd update you. There was a couple of meetings we've had on 4th and the 4th Street and the L&I Railroad crossing there. I just wanted to make sure you guys were aware. We're trying to get the signal out of the center of the road. So we're going to see if we've got some plans from L&I Railroad, and the state is supposed to be coordinating that new signal improvement there. It'll have gates similar to 6th Street, I believe. So looking forward to that.
But we don't have anything, we don't have any say-so on that, do we?
Well, we actually had, we were trying to, they wanted to leave the gates in the center of 4th Street. So we met with Illinois Railroad and we're trying to get those pulled out. So now they have two plans. The state needs to come up with which one they want to go with. We're stressing that we'd like to have them out of the road, which is normal for any signal that was done in the last 50 years, probably. So we'll see if we can get that to happen.
I'm surprised we have a choice or a input.
Right. And then, you know, we've had some final on the bypass for the last section, so that should be close to being turned over to the city in the next probably week or so. Then that'll be ours to maintain at that point. And that's really all I have for right now. If you have any questions, just let me know.
Thanks, Bernie.
Thanks.
Mr. Bose?
I have one request for sidewalk driveway curb cut. Actually, I think it's just a sidewalk curb replacement. Looking at 118 East 7th Street, Dave Newcomb has reviewed it. I think it probably falls in under our sidewalk curb partnership program. So everything appears to be in order with it.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve Courtney Browning's sidewalk request.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Then we have several sewer adjustments. First one's Beatty Insurance sprinkler system. Looking for a credit of $43.68. Then we have Ralph Robinson, 801 North Blish. Pipe break in the basement, pumping into the yard. Again, all documentation's here. It has since been repaired. Rates of return or usage just returned to normal. Looking for a credit of $569.48. We have Robert Kilgus, 410 Kessler Boulevard. Extra watering and pool fill during the summer. Credit of $169.26. Then we have Mr. Patel, Ashok, A-S-H-O-K, 804 or 704 West Jackson Street. He had some high bills, could not ever find the leak. Water company gave him a 50% adjustment, and we followed suit, even though he cussed Denise and everything else on the phone. But so it didn't go down the sewer from everything we can tell. Looking for a credit of $731. And for those of you who don't know, Indian American Water will give a kind of once-in-a-lifetime credit if there's been a leak or an issue. And since, again, they gave a 50% credit, that's what we gave, was a 50% adjustment.
But we don't know if that's been taken care of?
It has dropped back down, but according to him, there's been no leak was ever found. They can't, you know, it's a house he bought off a tax sale and is renovating. So, you know, I said, well, I wonder if neighbor hooked a garden hose up and watered their yard or something. But, you know,
yeah,
we have a history with that family. They also own the Knights Inn out there. City of Seymour Parks and Rec, 694 Broadway Park spigot leak, looking for a credit of $660.66. I know Tracy would very much appreciate that one. Then we have a second Parks and Rec, 703 North Park, 30,500 gallon credit for evaporation for the last couple weeks of the city pool, credit of $223.86. We have John Carlton, 917 North O'Brien Street, leaking crawl space. He attached. This one was a big one. I went back and reviewed it. I mean, all the numbers, everything's come back in line. Documentation is intact, but it was for a credit of $2,839.20. I can't imagine the house not floating away, but Marie Baltazar and Mike Cogdill is the owner. She's a renter. Leaking a water line under the house. It's been repaired, credit of $519.79. Again, all documentation, repair documentation, and water usages went back to normal. So I would ask that those be approved.
All the criteria are met, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make a motion to allow the sewer adjustments of almost $6,000.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Miscellaneous business. First thing I've got is the Pacey Apothecary would like to host the Downtown Fall Festival. The hours are on 9/23. Let's see, they'd like to block off the shop in front of their... She wanted to close this... Jane, she wanted to close the street or just the sidewalk?
That's the sidewalk. They've already gone to the Festival.
Okay, that's...
Kind of forgot that she didn't get permission for the beer in the front.
Gotcha. So we've approved the festival already, and that's where my mind was struggling. She would also like to block off a portion of the sidewalk in front of her business like she's done before, put up a fence. Chad, she'll need 6 tall cones, but she has the fence already, according to this. So, again, this is a repeat of previous versions. So, questions?
Nope. I'll make a motion to allow the apothecary to operate during Fall Festival.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Next one under miscellaneous itinerant merchant license application. This is from Jackie Wheeler, 223 South Park Street. They usually set up in Kendall's lot up on... that 4th and Ewing there, kind of diagonal of the,
Methodist Church parking lot.
The Methodist Church parking lot, thank you. My mind was like, it's a church, which one? It's a red, white, and blue trailer. They sell Oreo fried funnel cakes, sodas, Oreos, Twinkies, and lemon shakes. They've been doing this for years. Last year before, we decided that an itinerant merchant was probably the logical way to do it. The only thing we're waiting on is for the insurance paperwork. So if someone wants to make a motion, I would make it pending the insurance arriving. So
I'd make a motion then that we approve that depending on the insurance.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Two other miscellaneouses before I introduce the or turn it over to the audience. Two email votes that went through between meetings. Miller Heating and Air removed some HVAC off the roof at the old Tribune building. Had to close the street for a portion of the day. So that one has been signed. And the other one is a food truck in the farmer's market. Today, he had a cancellation yesterday for today, so he hustled up to make sure it was okay. So both of those have been signed and now noted in the minutes. Okay.
What was the food truck?
The food truck was Junkyard.
Junkyard, okay, thank you.
Yep. And last but not least, Chris, floor is yours if you'd like to tell us what you're here for.
Well, do you guys like a copy of this?
If you want to, yeah, I mean, you can.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
adding an hour to Halloween is the question.
Yeah, basically, we own the Fright Night Halloween here in town. And, we've been in Jackson County. I think this will be our sixth season doing this. But one thing that we get from our customers the most is that, you know, they wish they had another hour, especially the people that's got the displays that spends a lot of money on their displays. You know, they only get 2 hours. A lot of parents say they don't get home until 5 o'clock. That's shortness for the kids. And, there's a bunch of comments. We put a post on Facebook, the Small Town Strong, and we had over 130 comments, and probably over 98% of them was positive for wanting it. Some of them talked about how their kids are little, and they don't have enough time to go to all their friends and families that they want to see, and trying to get through the neighborhoods with little ones and stuff, they just ain't enough, you know, time. We looked around, too, at other counties and cities, and even cities in the county, and we seem to be one of the only ones that only have a 2-hour window for this. Majority of them that I seen would like 6 to 9, because it gets dark right at 8 and their displays, they can show it off at you know, in the dark like it should be. But, you know, I know that, you know, most of the time it's on school night also, so, you know, I mean, we could 5 to 8, 6 to 9, 5:30 to 8:30, that would give them a little bit of darkness to kind of show it off. And it's not going to benefit our business whatsoever. I mean, we close at 4 o'clock on Halloween. We do not open back up.
Questions from the board?
This would be for the whole trick-or-treat evening, right?
Yeah, just an additional hour just for that one day.
And I know that my wife and I, we never know how much candy to get. So when we run out of candy, the light goes off.
Correct. Yeah, that's what they
do. Yeah. You gotta buy 50% more now, Dave.
It's 50%.
No, it'd be 33% more.
No, because you had 2 hours.
Right, so but you only had one.
I know, but it's gonna be a full another hour, so you think it's gonna have to have 50% more than what you originally had.
And then when afterwards, if you have extra, just bring it to City Hall.
Okay. Okay. We got a corner lot out in Crossing. We get about 350 kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're doing way better than I am. I get like 3.8 kids.
Oh, yeah.
Are two of them yours?
Yeah, two of them are mine.
And I don't know when the hours were set, but I mean,
they were originally 6 to 8.
I mean, what year they did?
1991, 6 to 8 by the Board of Works.
Okay.
Yeah, we did a little, when you called in, we did some legwork up here and found the resolution from
what was it prior to that?
It had been a minute.
I have no idea prior to that. So it was 91 when the...
If you look at the comments, I mean, you can just see all the yeses and the explanations of why they want another hour.
I know Halloween has gotten to be a bigger and bigger and bigger. It grows by leaps and bounds. I think it's...
It definitely is. And in fact, we've been so busy with it, we opened up a second store over ourselves. We do the fireworks here in town, too. We've been doing that since 2011, I believe.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that puts on the big display.
In the Crossing?
In the Crossing.
Yeah.
Have you considered getting insurance and just doing the city's display?
I've talked about doing the city's display. I could save a lot of money, but they've shot me down.
Let's loop you together with Park and Rec. Maybe we'll talk.
Okay.
So.
She's ignoring you.
I mean, I don't have any thoughts one way or the other necessarily. I like the fact that what you said, that if I run out of candy, I turn the lights out.
If you didn't have that option, it's a little different. But, I mean, the kids are supposed to go to with the house light on.
Yeah, light on, you know, it's...
Kids walk right by the house. So.
Yeah. Only, CJ, I'm going to throw it to you for 2 seconds. Does that extra hour cause any headache on patrol stuff? Okay. I mean, that's the only one I could remotely come up with of being, and all you're doing is changing the pattern a little bit, so.
Well, here's what I'd be willing to do if you guys think that. Let's try it this year, and we can always push it back if under that stipulation. Try it a year and see. I mean, that would be my recommendation.
Try it a year. If there's no major issues, it stays that way. If there's anything major, we
can always go back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's I think it's worth a try because it has gotten bigger, and let's see. I mean, since 91, it's been 30-some years. We've revisited, and let's try it and see. So if you guys are okay with that, I'll make a motion to extend it an hour from 6 to 9, and we'll review that, and next year we'll weigh in again.
Sure.
Second.
Motion and a second to add 1 hour to the back end, 6 to 9. I know some. I was reading some of the comments, and they're, you know, make it 2 to midnight.
Yeah,
6 to 9.
Yep.
Try it for a year, no major issues. It stays that way. Major issues, we readdress it later. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
thank you, guys. Any other miscellaneous from the audience? I would just like to remind everybody there's a blood drive going on in the building. Since we were just talking about Halloween, I doubt any of those taking your blood are dressed as Dracula. But anything's possible. So if you're so inclined, when we adjourn the meeting, feel free to step on over and take your ID and you know, maybe give a pint, so or more. Does that mean you want something?
No, mine's at 11:35.
Oh, okay. I thought, oh, she's got something to add.
No, she's going to give.
But with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.